Tan Rabbana. Hayamahala Chutzakrach, Verah or he was walking outside the city and he saw light. It's Motzei Shabbos, and he wants to know, can he make a bracha on the light, Motzei Shabbos or not? Imrov Nochrim Einom Mavarech. If most of the people in the city are Goyim, and we said before that or that's Mesivas Ovdei Kochavim, we're afraid that it's for Avodah Zarah. So if most people in the city are Goyim, then you can't make a bracha, because we assume that the light was lit for Avodah Zarah. In Rov Yisrael Mavarech, if most of the people in the city are Yisraelim, can assume that the light is coming from a Jew, and therefore you can make a bracha on it. Where it says, Hagufa Kasha, that in itself is a self-contradiction. Amras im Rov Nachrim Einu Mavarech, HaMechza HaMechza Mavarech. You said that if there's a majority of Goyim in the city, then you can't make a bracha. Mashma, if there'd be an equal amount, you could make a bracha. Just if there's a majority of Goyim, not. The Hadar Tani, and after that, the Brisa says, "Im Rov Yisrael Mavarech, Hametz Hametz Ein Mavarech." Only if there's Rov Yisrael can make the bracha. But if there's equal amount, you couldn't make the bracha. Right? So Medai from the Reisha, Rov Goyim Dafka Not. But anything less than Rov Goyim is okay. From the Sefer, just the opposite. Rov Yisrael Dafka Yes. But anything less than Rov Yisrael Not. So it's a contradiction. Mar says, "Bedinu Dafilu Mechz Hametz Ein Mavarech." Since it's a Din Rabbanan. Right, and it's mechz on mechz, it's a suffix, suffix to rabban lakula. Right, even if what's it called, there's only a equal amount of goyim and yidden in the city, you can assume that it's for Jews and you can make the bracha. But I did a tani reisha, rov nachrim, tani sefer rov Yisrael. Since the reisha said rov nachrim, the sefer also said rov Yisrael. Just to be parallel, right, consistent. But the truth is that even if it's not rov Yisrael, it's just not rov nachrim, that's good enough. Rashi. Tan Rabban, Hayamahale Chutz Lekrach, you're walking outside the city, V'ra'a Tinok, V'avuka B'yadol. You saw a child holding a torch. So you want to know now, can you make a bracha on that torch? Bodek Acharot, so you check. You check after him, Im Yisrael Hu Mevarech. If he's a Jew, you can make the bracha. Im Nochri Hu Einu Mevarech. It's a goy. You can't make the bracha because we assume that this torch was used on Shabbos for Malacha, and it's not a Ner Sheshavas. So my iri tinik afilu gadol nami, right? Lechora, what's the why on dafka tinik? Even a gadol, lechora, he's holding a torch. You have to check after him to see if he's a yid or a goy, because if he's a goy, it's probably not a Ner Sheshavas. The same thing goes with what we said before. It's lav dafka Ner Shalov de Avodah Zarah. Right, but most of the people are Goyim, they probably use those lights on Shabbos. They were mostly Yisrael, you can assume it's a Jew, and he lit it after Shabbos. Okay. Right, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Hacha B'somach L'Shkia Sacham Askinim. Right, it's Mamish right after Shkia, and you see a kid with a torch. So, Godel Mucha Milsa Devadei Nochriyu. Right, Jews don't light torches immediately after Shabbos. Right, probably it's a Goy. Right, because it would be a Jew, he wouldn't be mamish right after showers with a torch in his hand. Right? Tinnik, but by a tinnik, Emer Yisrael, who ikri v'nokin. But by a kid, kids do crazy things. So it could be a kid, what's it called, right after Shabbos, already is holding a torch. So then you should check. Right? But if it's, what's it called, if it's an adult, there's nothing to check, you assume that it's a goy. Okay, the Rashi here is very, I don't understand the Rashi 100%. You'll see in one second what the problem is. But not immediately after. Right? The wait, what? Yeah, I'm saying, but not immediately after Shabbos. Right, Mamash, a few seconds after Shkiyah. Right. Godel Mucha Milsa de Nochriyu. The Ein Tzarech Livdok Akram. You don't have to check to find out. The Isa, the Israel, who, the Hoyim and Meir, Samach Lechashecha Miyad Lechos or Biyado. He wouldn't have, what's it called, immediately after Shabbos, be holding a torch. Now, understand what Rashi means. The Ein Tzarech Livdok Akram. You don't have to check. Well, you don't have to check. It doesn't help it. The Tzarek should say, and that won't help the check, but probably he's a goy anyway. So don't bother checking. Maybe that's what Rashi means. The Tzarek lived, though. Don't bother checking because you're probably going to find out he's a goy. Right? So it's not worth the waste of time.
It's a given.
Right. Right. The Tzarek lived, though. Because Tzarek means you don't have to check. Right? Here, because he's a goy, it's bad. You'd want to check to see maybe he's a Jew. So it should say, what's it called? Don't waste your time. Maybe that's what it means. They ain't Tzarech lived, though. Don't bother checking because he's probably a goy. Okay. Okay, right. Father Rabbanan. Again, you're walking outside the city, you see light, you want to make the bracha, bari mir ha'esh, it's mostly Shabbos, you don't know where the light's coming from. Im ova kefi ha'kivshon mevarech olav. If it is a big source of light, a big enough fire that would fill the opening of an oven, then mevarech olav, then you make a bracha on it. V'im lav ein mevarech olav. If not, then you don't make a bracha on it. Okay? Rashi. Kefi akivshin shesartin bo avonim l'sid im ove ka'or hayotzim ipi akivshin nahora borihi ulishtamish la'ora hinasis. If it's a gesunte flame, then you know that the fire was made for illuminating purposes. Because they don't make little fires for illuminating, they make it for other purposes. But v'im lav la'ora nasis. But if it's not that big, then you can assume that's probably not made for lighting things up. Ela levashin, it's made for cooking. You don't make a bracha bari mir ha'esh except for fire that was made to illuminate, not fire that was made for cooking or other purposes. So if you don't know, if you know for sure, somebody lit a candle, right? Candles can also be used for illuminating. But if you don't know the source of the light, then only if it's a nice size light can you assume that it's made for lighting up. If it's not such a nice size light, then you don't know, right? Therefore you can't make a bracha. Tanicha, the one brisa says, or shall kivshon mevarchim alav. You make the bracha on the light of the oven. The tanya idach ain mevarchim alav. One brisa says you don't make a bracha on fire in an oven. Lokashin, there's no contradiction between them. Ha bitchila, ha levasof. Rashi, bitchila shreipas avonim ain ha or lahayir. In the beginning, when you light up the fire in an oven, you don't do it to have light. You do it to have heat so you can cook. Besof, la'achar shenisrafu ha'avonim, after the stones are burnt, right, in a kivshon, ruban madlikin or gadol milmala lemarek shreifas ha'avonim, mishtam shenami la'ora. Right? After that, this is talking in a kivshon, an oven, not for cooking really, but for like a kiln. Right, for what's it called? Making ceramics or something like that. So after the stones are already fired, so they make a bigger fire, right, to clean out the oven, and they use that also to see what's doing there. So the second fire, the end, is made for illuminating also. So you see from this Rashi, you don't only need it for dafka for illuminating, but also for illuminating. If it's made for burning and for illuminating, that's good enough. Tani chada, or shal tamer v'shal kirayim mevorchim olav, v'tanya idach ein mevorchim olav. One brisa says that if you have an oven, right, tanur and kirayim, this is made for cooking. So you do make a bracha on that fire, and one says you don't make a bracha on that fire. Lokashya, ha betchila, ha levesof. Same thing, tchila and sof, right, Rashi, shal tanur v'sof. Mevorchim olav la'achar shehusa katanur v'apas besocha madlikin kisamim dakim b'thiv l'hoyer v'liklot chom alatocho v'kein v'shtamish la'orah mevorchim olav. Same thing. In the end, they also light an extra fire. First, they light the fire just for cooking, baking. After the bread is baked, right, or it's getting finished to be baked, they light more. What's it called? Not big wood, but small wood to just keep the heat in there, right, so you can see how to take the bread out. So they need a little light, so they light another fire, or they keep the fire going with small twigs in order to, what's it called, to be able to see and to keep the heat inside. Okay, Tani Chada. Tosus over there here says, what's it called? Okay, right. Tani Chada, or shal beis haknesses, the shal beis hamedrash, mevorchim olav. V'tanya idach ein mevorchim olav. Okay, if you have, what's it called, the light that's lit in shul, you have candles lit in shul. So one, or in a base medrash, one brisa says you do make a bracha on it, and one brisa says you don't make a bracha. Lo kashya. Ha de iko adam chashuv, ha de lek adam chashuv. Rashi learns, or shal beis hakneses, v'de iko adam chashuv, v'chvodo hidlikua. V'lo shetzorich l'or, elo kovet bi'amla v'ein mevorchim olav. If there's an adam chashuv, and they lit the candles not for illuminating, keeping the shul light lit, but they did it out of honor for the Adam Chashuv. So it's not candles that are lit for illuminating, for light, and therefore they're only lit out of honor, therefore you don't make a bracha on them. Leka Adam Chashuv, the higher Lehem Hidliku and Mavarkin. If there's no Adam Chashuv, then you can assume the candles were lit to light up the Beis Medrash or the Shul. And therefore, what's it called? You could make the bracha. Right? And we said already that if they're lit from Rashi before, if they're lit both to light up the Shul and for the sake of the Adam Chashuv, you would make the bracha. But here it's talking where you can assume they only lit up the Shul for the covet of the Adam Chashuv, not to light up the Shul. In other words, nobody's there. They don't really need to read anything or whatever, but they lit it up. That's honor for these guests that came, or this guest. The boy same, another possible answer, how to answer these two different prices. One says you do make the bracha on the light in the shul, one says not. There is an Adam Chashuv, right? So, Lumaisa, they lit it for his honor. The Lokashu, Hadi Ika Chazna, Hadoleka Chazna, right? Rashi. They had a shamus who lived in the shul and ate there. Now, he's called the chazan. The chazan was not what we call the chazan. He was called the shliach tzibur. The chazan, hakneses, was like what we call a shamus, a guy who took care of the needs of the shul. So he used to eat in the shul. So afla o rasuya, here it's clear from Rashi, and then even though it was lit for the honor of the Adam Chashuv, it also was lit for the chazan to be able to eat. Shiyokal hachazan la'ora mevarchan, therefore you make a bracha. If it's also used for lighting, it's okay. You make a bracha. Then it says, the boy same, another possible answer, hava avidika the chazan. There is a chazan. Okay? So there's an Adam Chashuv, there's a chazan, right? What's the one that says you don't make the bracha? If there's a chazan, then he needs the light to eat. So even though you lit the light for the covet of the Adam Chashuv, but l'maisa, there's a chazan there too. Lokashu, hadi'ika sara, hadoleka sara. Depends if there's a full moon or not. Right? If there's a moon, so the chazan would not have had to light the lights in the shul to eat. He could eat by moonlight. But the moonlight is not a covet for the Adam Chashuv, right? You don't tell the Adam Chashuv, we made the moon for you. Right, you light the lights for him. So, if there's an Adam Chashuv and there's a Chazan, and there's no need to have the light to eat by, then you're only lighting it for the honor of the Adam Chashuv, therefore a Vaita, you don't make the bracha. If there's no moon, then you're not only lighting it for the covet of the Adam Chashuv, you're lighting it also that the Chazan should be able to eat. Then you do make the bracha. Rashi. Chavaha de Ika Chazna, the Ika Sahara. There's also a moon. Sha Chazan Yocholeh Kolaori, you can eat by moonlight. You don't make a bracha on a candle that wasn't lit for light. It was lit only for honor. Okay, therefore, for if you lit a yahrzeit candle, you shouldn't be able to make a bracha on a yahrzeit candle because it's not lit for light. It's lit for just for kavod of the nifter. So that wouldn't be the kind of light that you could make a bracha. Okay, let's go weiter. Tana Rabban. People were sitting around the Beis HaMedrash, and they brought a candle in. Okay? And now the Shaila is what's it called? Moshe Shabbos, and you want to make a bracha, Ma'ori Ha'esh. They didn't have a candle before. They were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, and all of a sudden somebody said, we found the candle, let's make the bracha, Ma'ori Ha'esh. Each person makes a bracha for himself. Beisilil omrin echad mevorech lekula. Beisilil says one person makes the bracha and is motzi everybody else. Mishum shenemar barovam hadris melech. The reason one does it for everybody because now they're doing the mitzvah as a group, and that's a bigger barovam hadris melech. They recovered for the Rabbanu Shalom to do a mitzvah as a group. So Gemara says bishlam beisilil mefarshi taima. Beisilil explains why one makes for everybody. They explain the reason why because barovam hadris melech. Ela beishame my taima. Why beishame hold bedafke? Everybody makes the bracha for themselves, and you don't worry about the rovam hadris melech. Why does beishame hold that everybody makes the bracha for themselves? Kesavri mipni bitl beis hamedrash. Because if one person makes the bracha, everybody's going to have to pay attention. And this guy may be in the middle of a tosfos or whatever, and he doesn't want to stop in the middle of his learning. So it's going to be mevatel people from learning. If you have to concentrate on one person making the bracha, even for a short time like that, somebody could be finished up what he has to learn. He's going to have to stop in the middle, and it's going to be mevakalim from learning. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that says we worry about bittul beis hamedrash. Shel beis Rav Gamliel, lo hayu omrim marpa beis hamedrash. Mipnei bittul beis hamedrash. In what's it called, in the beis medrash of Rav Gamliel, they didn't say gesundheit, right? That's marpa. Right, refuah, asusa, right, labriut, Right? When somebody sneezes, the minig is, in every language that you can think of, to say, what's it called, to your health. Okay, so Marta was to your health. You should have a refuah. Gesundheit. Right? Gesundheit means should be for your gesund, for your health. Right? La briut means for your health. Okay? Asusa in Aramaic is what they used to say. You should be healed. So you don't say that in the base medrash because of bittul base medrash, because you're wasting time from learning. Rashi, mitnei bittul base medrash, shebizman she'echad mevarech lekulam, if one person would make the bracha for everybody, heim tzrichim lishtok, they have to stop migirsas, and they have to stop learning, kidei she'yiskavnu kulam, in order they should be mechavim, v'yishmuei lo v'yanu amein, and they have to answer amein. So it's mevakel Torah. On the other hand, if everybody makes the bracha for themselves, they could wait until they finish what's it called, and then make the bracha on their own. Marpe lo adam hamisatesh shiragilim lomer asusa. Person who sneezes, the minig is to say asusa, right? Refuah, okay? Marpe, okay? And if you look at the Gilyon HaShas on the side, he brings out a medrash. V'ha v'pirkei d'Rabbelezer perek nundeis. M'yom shenivra shemayim v'aretz lohoya adam chole. Right? Nobody got sick from the time the world was created till Yaakov Avinu. And so they didn't die out of sickness. How did they die? Maybe they were walking in the shuk, or they were home. They sneezed, and they died. Their neshama went out with a sneeze. Sneezing was the way that people died. Okay? Yaakov said, I'd rather get sick before I die, so I know that I'm going to die, right? I'll be able to make a tzavo and speak to my children and say farewell to them, right? I wouldn't like to just drop dead from sneezing, without any warning. So he asked that the Rabban Hashem from now on should make people sick. They should have a warning that they're on the way to die. Not after right before, but Yaakov Avinu got sick before he died. Lefichach, therefore, since originally people died by sneezing, lefichach chayiv adam lomer b'atishaso chayim. Right. Therefore, when a person sneezes, it's mashmah from this medrash that the person himself says chayim to life. Right. Because normally sneezing was a sign of dying. So when you sneeze, you said to life. Right. That I shouldn't die from the sneezing. It should be a sign of life. Shenepa chamovis hazeh lo'or, because this way of death was turned into a positive thing. We said before, the Gemara says that a sneeze is a good siman, right? It makes you feel good. Good, a good sneeze. Sneezing should bring light. Okay. So that's the medrash. But it's medrash that the person who sneezed said chai. See, there are other, what's it called? But here is mashmah. The other people used to wish him, marpe, wished him life, refuah, after you sneezed. Okay, let's go on. Okay, you don't make a bracha not on candles that are lit for the honor of the dead, and not on besamim that are made to take away the smell of a decomposing body. Okay, they used to put special besamim so the smell of the body decomposing took away the smell. By time, a ner lekavod hu davida, because the ner is not made for light. The mace does not need to be illuminated. Right? It's made basically as covet for the nifters. It's like a yahrzeit candle, whatever. Besamim lavure recho hu davide. And besamim were not made to make a good smell, to take away a bad smell. So on something that's made to take away a bad smell, right, you don't make a bracha barim besam on Lysol. That's made to take away a bad smell. It's not made to make a good smell. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, koshim otzin lefana biyom uvalayla, ein mevarchim olav. Right? If the candles are made to be used day and night, then it's obviously not for light, because you use them in the daytime too. And there's candles for a mace. They used to have candles that they used to either put around the mace or walk with the mace with candles. If they do the same thing in the day as at night, then it's obviously not for light, and you don't make a brach on it at night, even at night, because it's not made for light, it's made for covet. What? No, so what's it called? That here, if they did it in the daytime, at night they didn't do it for light at all. You're right, because it will be light and what's it called, kavod, like we had before, an adam choshuv, and a chazan, then you do make the bracha. But here it's mashmah, if they use the candles day and night, then it's not for light at all. They don't need it at night for light. When they only light the candles at night, then it's obviously there should be light in the room. And then Mevarchim Alav. Omer Avuna, Vesamim Shal Beis Hakisei, Veshemin Ha'osri Lahaviris HaZoama. If you have, what's it called, the room deodorant, right? Bathroom deodorant. You don't make a bracha on that, even inside of the bathroom, obviously, right? Because it's not made to make a good smell. It's made to take away a bad smell. Or you have shemen that's used to take away sweat, antiperspirant. You don't make a bracha on deodorant because it's not there to make a nice smell, but it's there to take away a bad smell, right? On the other hand, perfume is a different story. Perfume is not the zohama. Perfume, l'chari, would make a bracha. Ein mevarchim alav. The name of the kol hecha the lovely l'recha avida. Lo mevarchim alav. You mean to tell me that wherever it's not made to give a positive smell, you don't make a bracha on that? Meisve hanichnas l'chanuso shel bosem. V'hareach reach. You walk into a store where they sell incense or spice, or not spices, but aromatic things, and you smell the good smell. Afilu yoshev shom kol hayom kulo. If you stay there the whole day, eino mevarech ala pam echad. You only make one bracha because it's all one. There's no hesach hadas, all one thing. But you do make one bracha. What? Nichnas v'yotze. If you go in and out, right? Nichnas v'yotze. You go in and out. Mevarech al kol pam v'pam. Then every time you come back in, you make a new bracha. I v'hocha the lovely l'rechu David over here in the store. The smells aren't made to smell; they're made to sell, not to smell, right? So the kamevorich, and you make the bracha. That was unintentional. Ein in. Somewhere it says no. L'recha nami hu davida. Right? No. Here it's also made for the smell, even though the guy is intending to sell these things, right? And it's not made to have a store to come in to smell, right? Ki hechi dinerchu inchi v'nesu v'nasbin mine. But the guy is interested; people should smell it also. Because he wants people to, it's like he's putting out samples, right? There, the whole store is one big sample of what there is to buy. So he wants people to come in, have a good smell, and you like it, buy it. So even though his intention is to sell, his intention is also that people should smell it. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Hayimahalech chutz lekrach. Person was walking outside the city. Vehi riach reach. And he smelled a nice, what's it called, reach from besamim. Imrov of the Tachavim Ein Mevarech. If most of the people in the city are Goyim, then you don't make a bracha because we assume it's incense for Avodah Zorah. Most Goyim are of the Avodah Zorah, most of the Avodah Zorah light incense for Avodah Zorah. Imrov Yisrael Mevarech. But if it's mostly Jews, then you do make a bracha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Rov Yisrael, Nami Ein Mevarech. Right? Even most Jews, you don't make a bracha. Mitnei Benos Yisrael, Mekatros Lekshotim. Right? Because a lot of Jewish women also light incense for magic. And it's also not for the sake of reach, the sake of magical things or whatever. All Jews are magicians, right, or witches, that they're using incense, right? Most Jews, l'chora, don't light incense for magic. They light incense for smell. Mar says, no. Havilei, what's it called? Says, no, what it means is like this. Since, if what's it called? It's most Jews. There's some Goyim, okay? So there's mostly Jews. But some of those Jews are witches. Some of the Jews use it not for a smell, but to what's it called? To put it into clothing, to give the clothing a good smell. Okay? The legamer sakel. You use incense to like to finish off the clothing when they washed them. They used incense to put a nice smell into the clothing, but that wasn't for the sake of using the incense for smelling. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on that incense, right? So since what's it called? Some goyim, most Jews. Some of those Jews use it for this. Some of those used it for that. Now we're back to not majority anymore of Jews, because if you take away the miut that use it for other things than smell, and you have a miut of Goyim too, so it comes already to be, what's it called, not a rove of Yisrael anymore. Not a rove of Yisrael who are using it for smell. Yishtakach ruba delav l'recha avi comes out, most people don't use it for reya. Right? The chol ruba delav l'recha avi lo mevarech. If rove is of those incenses not used for smell, then, and you don't know if this incense is coming from the rove or not, you assume it's coming from the rove, and if it's not made for smell, you don't make a brach on it. Omer Abchir Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hamahalach Ba'arvi Shabbosus B'Tveria, V'motzei Shabbosus B'Tzipore, right? If you're walking Erev Shabbos in Tveria, or Motzei Shabbos in Tzipore, that he riach riach, and you smell nice incense, Eino Mevorech. And then Shechez Kosu, Eino Osu L'Gamra Musa Kelim. On Friday, they used to wash their clothes in Tveria, and they used to use this incense. Most of the people were washing their clothes using incense to finish off the clothing. So therefore, you don't make a bracha on that reyach, because you can assume that most of the people are doing it not for the sake of the smell, for the sake of the clothing. And Motzei Shabbos, same thing. Motzei Shabbos used to clean their clothes in Tzipori. And that's when they used to be Megamer and Sakelim. So Motzei Shabbos in Tzipori, you can assume that that's where the smell is coming from. Tana Rabbanan, Imhala B'shuk Shal Akum, Nisrat Shal HaRiach HaRizachote. If you're walking in a marketplace of Goyim, and you smell incense, you can be sure that that incense is for Avodah Zarah. And if you have kavana to take a whiff of it, what a geshmaka smell, you're a sinner, because you're nigmi nehenda from Avodah Zarah. Rashi. Ner lekoved hamesh avida, the candles they light by the dead are for covet, not for illuminating. B'samim avidi lavuri reicha, d'sirchulo sholmeis avide, below the hariach. They're taking to take off the smell of the decomposing body and not to make a nice smell. Kol meis shuchashim lahotzi lefonav ner biyom, im hotziu belayla b'motzei Shabbos l'kvura, ein mevarchim alosho ner, v'lekoved avide below the hoyer. Any meis who's important enough that they would light candles for him in the daytime, then the candles they light at night are not made for illuminating, they're made for covet. V'horai, they would have lit them in the daytime too. Any mace is not so important. They don't light candles for him in the daytime, and they do it at night. If Motzei Shabbos, they were burying this guy, and they only use the candles for this guy at night. They wouldn't have done it if it was daytime. Then obviously they're doing it to have light. Then you make the bracha. You can make the bracha on those candles too. Because then it's made for illuminating. The samim shemolich adam istinis lebeis hakisei. Person brings what's it called room deodorant into the bathroom. Rashi says only istinis, right? Only people who are very finicky, right, have to have bathroom deodorant. Lahavr mimeno reach rashal beisaki. Say ein mevarchim lav. You don't make a brach on that. It's not made to have a good smell. It's made to take away a bad smell. The shemen ha'osi lahavr sazoama. Shemeviim besof asud alasuk yadayim zoamos v'mavusam bebesamim. You have what's it called perfumed hand soap, hand oil. They used to have all this oil, what's it called, grease on their hands. So they used to bring perfumed hand oil that they would wash their hands with to take off the grease. So that's not made for a smell. That's just made to take off the grease. So if you have perfumed liquid soap, you don't make a bracha, barim nebisamim, on that. Because it's not made for smelling. It's made for taking off dirt or whatever. It just happens to be perfume. There, the shemen is a special bracha that you make, a shemen orev, for putting oil on your hands, not for the smell, right, but for the whole concept of shemen orev. Mevorchim, shemen shel afarsimon, but shemen afarsimon, like we learn. V'hada amar b'ketzim mevorchim, hay mishra kvisho t'china mevorchim alab, borei atzei besamim, when if you have oil, though, that's made for good smell, then you make a bracha. But in the middle of the meal, there's a special bracha for the oil that you use to wash out your hands. The shemen afar simon we had before, boris shemen orin. It's not to have a smell, it's to put a good smell into the clothing. That, you know, you have spray starch that has a good smell to it, you don't make a bracha on that either. Because the purpose is not to smell it, the purpose is that it should put a nice smell into the clothing. But Tveria, they used to clean and put the smell into their clothing Erev Shabbos, and in what's it called, in Tzipori on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, we have 2 minutes, let's just see what's back here. There is, what's it called, interesting, it said, we had it before, if you come home Motzei Shabbos, and what do you do first? You make a bracha on the mazon. So Rashi and most of the Rishonim learn that it's talking about benching. You were eating shalosh shudos, you went into the night, and now you have to what's it called, say Havdalah, you only have one kos, the shaila is what to do. The Rith brings down a daya that is talking about hamotzi, which bracha to make first, and it's a situation where you don't have a kos, and you're making Havdalah on bread. And he says there's a possibility, just like you make Kiddush on bread, you can make Havdalah on bread too. So most Rishonim hold that the Rif himself says, you can't make Havdalah on bread. You can make Kiddush on bread, you can't make Havdalah on bread. The difference between Kiddush and Havdalah is that Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda, Kiddush has a connection to a meal. So just like the bread and the meal is Shayach to Kiddush, the bread could be Shayach to Kiddush if you don't have wine. But by Havdalah, there's no Inyan Dafka to eat a meal connected to Havdalah. You may have to eat a meal Moshe Shabbos, but it's nothing to do with Havdalah. So therefore, the Havdalah and the meal have nothing to do one with the other. You can't make Havdalah on bread. And that's how most Rishonim heard. There's a Rav Amram Gon, he makes a distinction between when you're making Havdalah. Regular Havdalah, there's no connection between the Havdalah and the bread. You don't make Havdalah on bread. And he said, but what do you do? If you don't have wine, you make it on Chaymer Medina, on beer or something like that, rather than on bread. But what happens when Motzoi Shabbos is Yontif? So then you make Kiddush and Havdalah together. So Kiddush you can make on bread. How about the Havdalah part? Can you make that on bread too or not? So here, Rav Amram Gon says, where you're making Havdalah in Kiddush, Motzoi Shabbos, it's Yontif, there, Taka, you can make it on bread. Just like you make the Kiddush on bread, and the Havdalah is included in the Kiddush, you make the Havdalah also. And the other Rishonim hold no, that you can't make Havdalah ever on bread, and therefore on Motzoi Shabbos, which is Yontif, you'll have to make Kiddush on wine. If you don't have wine, use beer or whatever, but not bread. Okay, the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you never make Havdalah on bread regular Motzei Shabbos. When Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, he brings down both Deos, like there's two opinions, and better to make Havdalah on beer, and since there's an opinion says you're not Yotzei with bread. If you don't have beer, you have no Chaymer Medina, and you only have bread, you're going to make Kiddush on bread, then you can make Havdalah on the bread too then. Okay. What's it called? We said already this grub or boring more ha'esh or boring more ha'esh. I just saw the Meiri says that it's not that there's a lot of colors. Rashi says there's a lot of colors in the flame. That's ma'ore ha'esh. But the Meiri says there's a lot of functions of fire. That's ma'ore ha'esh. There's a lot of functions. Fire is used for heat and light and cooking or whatever. So there's a lot of, in the same flame, there's a lot of ideas, a lot of ma'oros. Not gavonim. Gavonim doesn't mean colors. Gavonim means different ideas, different things that the fire is used for. Okay. Besamim of a goy. The Mishnah Berurah paskens, it all depends on Rishonim, that if, what's it called? The Shaila is like this. It says that Rov Goyim, when in their parties, use incense for Avodah Zarah. How about when they're not having parties? The Rov Goyim, even if they don't have parties, make incense for Avodah Zarah, or then, if it's not at a party, then the incense is harmless. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that if it's not in a mesiba, if it's goyim have incense, but it's not in a party, then we assume it's not for Avodah Zarah, and you can make a bracha on it. Mataz says, what's it called, that the Rabbeinu Yonah holds, that what's it called, that even if it's not in a party, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds also, the incense is probably for Avodah Zarah, and you can't make a bracha. Okay? And Rechosh is for Avodah Zarah, even if it's not for a party, not. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens is that if it's not with a party, Goyisha incense is probably not for Avodah Zarah, you can make a brach on it. And if you know for sure that it's not Avodah Zarah, right, or it's for Muslims who don't serve Avodah Zarah, so Muslim Torahs, even in a party, you're allowed to, what's it called, to make a brach on. Okay, that's what I think the Kaf HaChaim said. Okay, Ner Lo Shavas, right, so we said already that first of all, there's a machlokus like this. What about Nair? What's it called? Does the Nair have two reasons why you can't use it? The Gemara says Nair lo shavas. It was used for malacha. That's the kind of Nair that you can't, what's it called, you can't use for Havdalah. Okay? But how about a Nair of a goy that was maybe for Avodah Zarah? That's also a possibility. They lit it for Avodah Zarah. They also light candles for Avodah Zarah. So, what's it called? The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rishon Lion says, what's it called, that there's two reasons why you can't use a candle of a goy. If it's not at a party, but it was used for malacha, you can't use it because it was used for malacha. If it was as a party, even if it wasn't used for malacha, It was lit Motzoi Shabbos, but it's at the party of a goy that has the same din as Besamit, that it's also because it could be for Avodah Zarah, and there's Shabura Takapasa like that. The Rosh, however, only brings down the time of Shavas, and he says, we're not choshish that the goy lit the candle for Avodah Zarah. It's not like Besamit. Incense people use for Avodah Zarah. Candles are usually not for Avodah Zarah, even at a party. Okay? Now, what's Shavas? So we said already, a few different opinions. Rashi is mashma that not only you didn't use the candle, you didn't light the candle the Isser, but even if you use the candle to do malachas by the candle, is also called Shalosh Shavas. Okay? And others hold that, what's it called? It has to be that the candle itself was lit the Isser. Not that you did other Isurim by it, right? And some hold that even if you didn't do malacha by the candle, but you use the candle, right, that was lit, is also called not ner sheshavas. In any case, there's a shy like this. A goy lit a candle for a cholish ein bo sakana. Okay? The halacha is like this, that if the cholish yesh bo sakana, a Jew is allowed to light the candle. So we said over there that there's no problem. Right? A goy, a Jew that lit a candle for pikuach nefesh, that's called ner sheshavas. There's no meleches iser done. What you did was mutter. Okay, but a Jew is not allowed to light a candle for a cholish ein bo sakana. But he's allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for a cholish ein bo sakana. In my chola, the issur of Amir la'akum doesn't apply. So for a chola, you're allowed to tell a goy, please light this candle, what's it called, for this sick person who's not in danger of his life, but he's sick enough to be in bed. Okay? So now, if a Jew told the goy, or if the goy lit a candle for chola shem basakana, so since it would be mutter for a Jew to tell him to do that, it's as far as to say that you make a brach on that. Or maybe not. Since for a Jew it would be usher to do, right? If the goy did it, right, so he's doing something that's also for a Jew to do. Even though it's mutter for a Jew to tell a goy to do it, but it's also for the Jew to do. So there's two different days, what's it called, whether you're allowed to or not. The Magen Avraham says that it's mutter to make the bracha, the Eliyahu Rabbah says it's also, and the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham that it's okay. Okay, this thing of saying Gesundheit. Okay? Beis Hillel, Maisa also holds that you shouldn't say Gesundheit. He only holds that by the candle, it's Barovam Hadris Melech. It's better for one person to make the bracha, even though there'll be Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Some people may be bottled from a few minutes of learning or a few seconds of learning, but the Mila of Barovam Hadris Melech outweighs that. But where there's no Mila, stam to say Gesundheit in the middle of the Beis HaMedrash and Mavatul Torah, there even Beis Hillel would hold you can't say Gesundheit. Right? They don't argue that there's no Inyan of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. They only say that Barovam Hadris Melech takes precedence over that. So where there is no Barovam Hadris Melech, there's no positive idea, then the Bittul Beis HaMedrash is and the Mechaber Taka Paskins like Beis Hillel, even though, so he passes, you don't say Gesundheit in the Beis HaMedrash. Okay? The Prisha says that was only in their time where they didn't waste a minute from Torah. If you were in the Beis HaMedrash, you were learning. But in our time, people are taking coffee breaks, speaking breaks, talking about everything in the world besides learning, you can say Gesundheit also. Right? And the Shach and the Taz argue on him, say no. Adarab. What's it called? In our times, you need not to say Gesundheit even more. Because since people are so lax in talking about everything in a Beis Medrash and wasting time, if you know you can't say Gesundheit, it'll be misorous that they say, wow, if I can't say Gesundheit, I surely shouldn't be talking about other things. Right? So Adarab, it's even more important today not to say Gesundheit in the Beis Medrash. That's what the Shach and the Taz say, Pashas, that's how the Halach is. The Gra has an interesting thing. The Gra brings down a Tosefta. He says you're not allowed to say Gesundheit. There's a Machlokas, and the Tosefta says one holds you shouldn't say in the Beis Medrash, one says you shouldn't say it ever, because it's Darkei Amori. It was a Chukas Hagoyim to say Gesundheit. So the Rabbi Kiveger brings down a Medrash that it wasn't Chukas Hagoyim. Otherwise, where'd the Goyim get it from? They don't do it for Avodah Zarah, they do it for a good reason. Anything a goy does for a good reason, we can do also. We're doing it for the same reason. And we're doing it because of the same thing. People used to die by sneezing. So the Gra Lamaisa says that the Tosefta says you can't say it because Chukas HaGoyim. But Lamaisa from the Medrash is mashma that Yidden used to do it earlier. Or even Goyim did it, but for a good reason. Again, from the Medrash is mashma that the guy who sneezed said Chayim. Okay? And the Magen Avraham says that you say Asusa. And then the minig is like this. There's a whole ritual. Right, the person who sneezes, so you say to him Asusa, which means, you know, Gesundheit. Then the other guy says Baruch Tiyah. That's what you're supposed to answer to somebody who tells you Gesundheit. Baruch Tiye. And then, I'm not sure who says this, you say L'shuascha Kivisi Hashem, because a person is mispal for somebody else, he's answered first. So he says, I'm waiting for Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I'm not sure what the order again is. The guy sneezed, you said Gesundheit to me. I said Baruch Tiye. Now, who says L'shuascha Kivisi Hashem? So I could say, I say L'shuascha, because I gave you a bracha, Baruch Tiye. You should be Baruch, so I'm looking out for the Yeshua for me. Or, no, you said Asusa to me. So you say L'shuascha Kivisi Hashem, since you gave me a bracha that I should be healed, so now you say, what's it called, L'shuascha Kivisi Hashem. I can't make head or tails who's the one who's supposed to say it, right? But that says our meaning is not to have this whole, then you can really understand Bittul Beis HaMedrash if you have this whole ritual, right?